Then Jehoshaphat lay down with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his son Jehoram became king in his place. He had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariah, whom Michael and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. Their father gave them many gifts of silver, gold, and precious things, with fortified cities in Judah. But he gave the kingdom to Jehoram because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram had taken over the kingdom of his father and gathered courage, he killed all his brothers with the sword. And some of the leaders of Israel as well. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 8 years in Jerusalem. Walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done. For Ahab's daughter was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord was not willing to destroy the house of David because of the covenant which he had made with David, and because he had promised to give a land and his sons forever. In his days, Edom broke away from the rule of Judah and appointed a king over himself. Then Jehoram crossed over with his commanders and all his chariots with him. And he got up that night, struck and killed the Edomites who were surrounding him. And the commanders of the chariots. So Edom revolted against Judah to this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time against his rule, because he had abandoned the Lord God of his father. Furthermore, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to be unfaithful and led Judah astray. Then a letter came to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, "This is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. Because you have not walked in the ways of your father Jehoshaphat, and the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have caused Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to be unfaithful, as the house of Ahab was unfaithful. And you have also killed your brothers, your own family, who were better than you. Behold, the Lord is going to strike your people, your sons, your wives, and all your possessions with a great plague. And you will suffer severe sickness
a disease of your bowels, until your bowels come out because of the sickness day by day. Then the Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and the Arabs who bordered the Ethiopians. And they came against Judah and invaded it and carried away all the possessions found in the king's house together with his sons and his wives. So that no son was left to except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. So after all this, the Lord struck him in his intestines with an incurable sickness.